I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
Hey, what's going on out there?
Happy Friday to you. That's it, man. This is the end of the week. What's going on? How y'all doing?
Hope y'all having a good time out there.
Hey, your day is always going well. It's going well, huh?
That's right, man. I'm telling you, it's a good day here also. Welcome to the show. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. And we got a great show planned for you today. All week we've been talking about desegregation, integration. Was it the right move for the black community? Well, you know what? Today we're going to go ahead and try and answer that question for you. That's right. We sure are. So if you want to join the conversation today, no problem. Give me a call, 347-838-8622. And let your voice be heard. Or join me in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62, all one word. Or better yet, just send me an email, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Either or. Come on, y'all, talk to me today. Because we're actually going to go ahead and try and answer the question. Yes, we are. So I hope y'all ready, man. I hope y'all ready. Oh, Lord. I always like this song. Friday is my holiday. That's right, man. That's right. I have to get my thing on, too. Oh, man, I'm telling you, what a great week this has been. I'm telling you, what a great week, man. I'm telling you, we have had such wonderful shows full of information and knowledge and controversy and chaos and all in all, a great week of shows. Enjoying life, I see you out there. Welcome to the show. Howdy, howdy. Kisses and hugs and all them bigger things. But anyway, y'all. So, how y'all feeling out there on this great Friday? Huh? How y'all doing? Hope your Friday is as good and as happy as mine. Because I'm telling you, we got nice sunshine outside. You can't beat that a bombing, a nice cool 93 degrees. That's what I said, a nice cool 93 degrees. I know some of them are talking about how the heck can 93 degrees be cool? Well, if you're used to 100 degrees every day, 93 is a good day. It's a good, cool day. That's right. I'm just saying it like it is. I'm just telling you like I see it and how I feel it. That's right. So what else going on out there? Now tell me, what's the temperature at where you are? Any cold fronts out there? No cold fronts? I don't know. Well, let's see. Yeah, we're going to recap. Let's recap real fast what we've been doing all week. We talked about Black Wall Street, Durham, North Carolina, Tulsa, Oklahoma. We talked about assimilation, you know, trying to fit into the main scheme. Benny, what's up? Trying to fit into the main scheme of society. Let's see. We talked about civil rights. You know, how come we had to fight for rights we supposedly already had? The Black community, we talked about that too. You know, how they were thriving before we got bamboozled and switched into buying and selling our land off. If we didn't get bamboozled, they just took it from us. You know, yesterday we talked a little bit about Black businesses, you know. Oh my goodness. And that's where it really got hot. Black businesses in the white world. And we talked about all those good things this week. So today is a culmination, and we're going to put it all together in the pot, stir it up, and see what we serving on what the meal is going to be. You know, was integration, desegregation a good move for the Black community? Or was it not a good move? Of course, I already have my thoughts on it, and I'll let y'all know that at the end of the show, because I really want to hear your explanation and it's explanations and what you got to say about the whole thing. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So if you're ready, let's get on with this, get on. All right, here we go. House rules are as follows, and this is the house rules. Don't be messing with my house rules. No, we have some that try. But they are finding out that I'm not having it, all right? Here it is. On the show, we encourage open dialogue and like to hear everyone's opinion. We like to hear everyone's opinion, all right? That we have no problem with listening to what you have to say. Even in the chat room, we don't have any problem with that. We don't. No, but please respect everyone's time to speak, okay? In other words, don't talk over each other when you're on the phone lines. That's right. Don't talk over each other. Don't do that, okay? Other, you know, make if you're on the phone lines and, make your comments short and to the point as possible, because we listen, usually I leave everybody's lines open so everybody can interact with each other. But let's get it right. If you begin to talk over each other or talk all at the same time, I will institute a 3-minute time limit, all right, for each caller, which means I put everybody in the queue, and I just go to each one, give you 3 minutes to say what you got to say, all the way down, then we'll do the same thing for responses until, you know, everybody figure out that they can't talk at one time. Easy. And here's another one. No personal attacks are allowed, okay? No personal attacks are allowed. Not on the phone line and not in my chat room. Okay, we're not having that either place. And don't get it twisted. I have no problem with kicking you out the chat room. Just like I kick you off there, I kick you out the chat room, okay? Don't be insulting my other members in the chat room. We're not doing that. Guest 1882, welcome to the show. All right? And, of course, if anybody violates any of these rules, as I mentioned before, you know, I will deal with you accordingly. I will handle you. I'm not going to deal with you. I'm going to handle you. All right? And I've been good this week. And you know, y'all haven't heard a lot of shotguns and tasers this week. I have been really doing well. But I think I'm going to have to pull it out the closet again and start firing up some folks. So they understand that, you know, Mr. Talk still mean what Mr. Talk say. Mr. Talk don't be playing around with y'all, okay? I was trying to be nice, but I see some people you just can't be nice with. So no problem. I can shut you down. I can shut you down fast and in the heart. That's right. All right? So that's all I'm saying with that. Now, those were the house rules. Please abide accordingly. You know, and of course, there's that one word that is not allowed to be used on the show. And me and Supreme had to talk about that yesterday. So hopefully he'll remember if he calls in today. Because I hate to have to, you know, put him in that in the green room. All right. Okay. Now, quote of the day, song of the day. Y'all know we have to have one, right? Now, the quote of the day is not so profound. It's not something that you probably, well, you may read about it. You may hear other people say it. But it's not something that hard to figure out. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. It's not that hard to figure out. It's really not. And it's plain, it's simple, and it's direct to the point. That it is. And here it is. Here's the quote of the day. Check your foundation. That's right. That's the quote. Check your foundation. Does it need to be any simpler than that? Can it get any simpler than that? Check your foundation. You know, and because a lot of times we go right here talking about trying to fix everybody else's foundation and everybody else's house and stores and things like that. But our foundation is the one with the biggest cracks in it. Y'all understand what I'm trying to say? Y'all understand what I am saying? So the quote of the day is check your foundation. It's not hard. You should be doing this anyway. Periodically checking your foundation to make sure no cracks are being in your house are not beginning to sag to one side or beginning to crumble right before your eyes and you don't even realize it. That's right. I'm just saying, y'all. So that's it. Check your foundation. All right. Now, since that was the quote of the day, it's time to get our party on. It's Friday. We're heading into the weekend. Pro football weekend starts for real. It's time to get it on, y'all. Yes, it is. So, you know, I know I've been playing civil rights music all week, and, you know, we've been just getting it on. But you know what? We're going to continue, but we're going to change the music of the day. I'm telling you, it's Friday, y'all. We got to go get that upbeat going a little bit, all right? I know. But we still got the music along the same lines. It's just a little bit more up. You know what I mean? All right, I'm going to be quiet. All right, I'm going to be quiet. I sound like Michael now. Okay, I'm going to be quiet. But I still continue to talk, just like Michael, right? Right. All right, y'all, let me stop. All right, y'all. Without further ado, here's the party, the Friday party mix.
I'm nervous.
Song, 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 me, man. that's my next career. All right. What's going on, y'all? How you doing? That was the song of the day, my Friday mix. That was my Friday mix right there, man. I'm telling you. Yes. A little Michael Jackson, a little Casey and the Sunshine Band. Yeah. Are y'all feeling good today? I am feeling wonderful today. Can't you tell? Oh, man, I'm telling you, because we're going to come up with that. We're going to listen to all these great conversations we're going to have today, and we're going to come, hopefully, come up with a solution, with an answer to the question that we've been asking all week. All week, integration, desegregation, was it the right move for the black community? Yeah, today is the day. Today is the day where we can say yes, it was, no, it wasn't, and why. And why not, and what caused it, and let's have some fun, y'all. Let's have some fun. That's what I'm talking about. All right, y'all. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm the host, Mr. Talk. You want to join the conversation today, no problem. 347-838-8622. Email me, eric.letstalk@gmail.com, or join me in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62. And then if you just don't want to do all that, no problem, just go to Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. We got to whisper a little bit. I don't want to wake too many people up. Whatever, get up out there. Get up. All right, those are the ways you can contact to be a part of the show today, or just contact me after the show or whatever during the week. I don't care. Hey, just let's have some fun. Antoinette, welcome to the show. I see you. All right, Mr. Lowe, I see you too. All right, y'all, you ready? Are we ready for the show? I think we're ready for the show. We've been opening up some phone lines here. The phone lines are open. 347-838-8622. Phone lines are open. My brain is open. Hope your brain is open. And it's time to get on with the get on. You understand what I'm saying? So let's do this thing. It's Friday. You about to get off work? And you're going to get your drunk on. Yeah, some of you are. So you thought I didn't know that. Uh-huh. Before you do, let's share some knowledge, all right? Other than that, y'all, let's talk. I see we got hands up already. So let me bring Mr. Lowe in and Mr. Wesley in today. All right, gentlemen, welcome to the show. How you doing?
All right, bro. How you doing, man? How you doing, bro? Peace and blessing to everybody.
Shalom.
All right, that I'm talking about.
Absolutely. Y'all sound how a little, you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, man. I'm having a great time today.
Hey, that's a good thing. Just do all of us a favor, Mr. Talk. We love you to death, but please, don't think you're Lionel Richie now. Don't do that no more.
Man, I would never think I'm Lionel Richie. What you talking about?
Hell, you on the mic singing. Cut it out, bro.
That's right.
Cut it out.
I wouldn't try to be no Lionel Richie, that's for sure. I had to go get some Botox for my lips to be that big, really. All right.
Well,
see, I
got me
clowning.
I tell you something on that note alone, that shows you why they broke the noses off of those sphinx in different places. The full lips are still there. But they broke those wide noses off.
Wow. Well, why would they break the wide noses off, man? Why would they want to do that?
Because anytime you're watching the History Channel and they showing the history of King Tut and this person and that and Cleopatra, they all look white. I didn't know any other way to put that. But, I mean, real talk, man.
Go ahead.
Am I
Go
calling
ahead.
Me
real
a
talk.
Lie? Call me a lie.
Go ahead.
Now,
all right.
Now, if you think about ancient Egypt, everything that happened in ancient Egypt was dealing with black people, dark black people. You can see that in all the hieroglyphics. And by no means am I an Egyptian. I will say that till the day I die. But in your hieroglyphics, you can see all of this information. And you look at television now, they will only show like a white guy or someone, whatever they can call an olive person, on television there, you know, in power and this and that. And that's only to distort the minds of the people that don't read and don't do their own research.
Did you say olive?
Yeah, well, hey, Haven't you ever heard, Christ was Middle Eastern. He probably looked olive. You never heard that before?
No, because usually when I hear olive, there's two things I think of, a salad and that ugly green I used to wear back in the day. I'm just saying.
Well, trust me, I've had Caucasians tell me this, and I was like, well, actually, if you go to Revelation, you'll see something different. And, you know, they'll dispute that, but, you know, the word speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to fight that battle. It'll speak for itself.
No, okay.
Well. Absolutely. Absolutely. The people that you see in those shows, like on the History Channel or whatever, that's after the Ptolemy dynasty. And anything I say, you go back and do your own research. That's for your listeners, too. That's after the Ptolemy dynasty. That's when white people came in power in these places. So do your own research.
I love being a dumb
country boy.
We say that all the time. Figure it out.
I don't know when they came into power, but they damn sure think they're in power now. Hey, my question is, I'm going to go back to April 3rd, 1968. That last speech Dr. King made, didn't he say, don't build no monument and big him up when he gone? Didn't he say that to a certain extent?
I'll have to go and check that out.
He just said call him a drum major for justice, man, right?
I remember that part. Yeah.
So fast forward to last week or whatever, man, when they had the 50th anniversary of that march.
Yeah.
Okay. Now they done built a stone, right? A stone idol of Dr. King, man. And to me, these Negroes is bowing down to that stone, worshiping Dr. King like he's some false god or something. And believe me, that's abomination to the Most High to build a stone. And these Negroes is going to D.C. and bowing down to that, man. And then you wonder why we have problems in the black community.
Hold on,
Wesley. That's some deep stuff right there. That's Wesley talking. So y'all know, so y'all recognize his voice. That's Wesley. All right, hold on. I got two more callers that want to come in. First, I want to say, what's up, Knowledge? I see you out there, I guess, 1970. Okay, let's see. We bring in 111 on the air, and we bring in Mr. Knowledge on the air as well.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you here. What's going on, you two? How y'all doing?
Yeah,
welcome to the show.
I'm here.
We have the diversity here.
Yeah, I mean, see, that's the olive we was talking about, you know.
Damn, you suck.
That's the olive.
You still suck.
Whatever. What's up, Knowledge?
Man,
What's going on, man?
How are you, Mr. Talk, and all of your esteemed panel? Hope everyone's doing well today.
Yes, we are. We're doing quite well.
It's always a pleasure to speak with you, Mr. Knowledge. Always a pleasure.
Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Now, Mr. Talk, if I might.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, go ahead and continue, Mr. Love.
Yeah, go ahead, Love. But never mind that Knowledge and I came on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, well, Knowledge spoke. You spoke.
No,
everybody's
wait a minute,
good,
wait a
right?
Wait a minute. Now, I said let me bring these other two on the air, and then I'll let him finish.
Right.
That's what
okay.
I said.
Okay, and then I say go ahead,
Lo. Don't worry, Lo, look, let me explain something. And then, y'all, I'm going to explain this right now. See, Joe trying to get me back for yesterday when I was on Ebony's show. I was messing with him. I already know what he's trying to do.
But he
forgets I have the mute button on my side today.
I don't forget shit. I got enough bullet holes in my chest to remember.
So, anyway, go ahead, Lo.
All right, there you go with YT coming in, taking over as always.
Yep, as usual.
If you think I'm going to ignore that, Wait till later
wow.
on in the program.
Anyway, hey, I got to say this. You know, and me and my cousin, we spoke earlier, and he was like, cuz, leave it alone. I can't, and I won't. If you out there, you son of a bitch, you need to apologize to everybody. And you know who I'm talking about. I don't have to call your name out, man. You come on the show yesterday. You hung out in the window looking through the windows. You didn't come in the store. You just window shopped. You listened to all our conversation. You wanted to chime in, but your pride wouldn't allow it to happen. So finally, yesterday, you couldn't help yourself anymore. So you had to come in and throw your 2 cents in.
Yeah.
You know, you come on, you go over there and you sell your soul to, and Joe.
Now I know what you're talking about.
You go over there and you sell your soul cheap to that white woman. Oh, I'll come on your show. I'll put all this good information out. It's only some Negro show. Well, it's funny that you would come back over here to us after those people got tired of listening to you stand on your high horse and put your 2 cents in and everybody got to be below you. I don't like that, man. I don't appreciate it either. I think he owes everyone an apology, whether he's listening or not. Hey, I love this show. I love chiming in. I love what everyone has to say. But there's some things that I won't tolerate. I'm not going on Ebony's show and dogging everybody else out. I don't like it. I'm a gentleman. I wouldn't do that. If I have something to say to a person, I'll say it to them or either to their face or over the phone, whatever. Or we can meet. It don't matter. But as far as me going to another show and dogging out one show that I was banished from, I'm not going to do that. You know, you have a plethora of information. And Wesley said yesterday, hey, you have all this information. Why don't you disseminate some of this
stuff?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
are you talking about me, man?
I've given all that I can give. I've given all. No, you have not.
Oh, okay.
You come on here with all this information. Point me in the specific direction, because if I'm a young Jewish boy coming out of college, I'll go to an older Jewish guy and say, hey, I want to be in TV. And they'll point me in the right direction. So if you have all this information, point your people in the right direction. You're supposed
to
be here
now,
to help.
Now, I must chime in now to his credit. He did say read Powernomics.
Eric,
okay.
Before you say
Where's the email address?
Since you said that low, all right, knowledge, apologize.
What?
You got jokes.
I'm done. Hey,
okay.
I'm done with that. Like I say, to me, the guy should come in and apologize. I just think that the guy should come in and apologize because, hey, there's a gentlemanly way to do everything. We all men here and women, let's address people accordingly. That's what I think. No need to go back on another show and backbite people and talk them down. Oh, Joe's the only white guy over there. He's like running a plantation or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's bullshit to me, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, because Joe is an olive, and we just add him to the salad every now and then. He got a hand. We keep him.
And you know yourself, Zach, don't you?
And then poop him out.
Okay.
Yeah, eat him out and poop him out.
That's fact. All right. That's fact.
Yeah.
That's fact.
That's fact.
Yeah. That's all fact.
Right.
Are you feeling better now?
Are you feeling better? You got that out?
I'm good. Like,
right.
I'm waiting for him to come on and apologize. I want to hear that.
That's not going to happen.
He won't be back. Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. Well, I got to say one thing. God dang it, Vernon, you got to get a grip on your cousin. See, we hold you responsible for him. All right? I'm just going to tell you that, Vernon. We hold you responsible.
He told me earlier, don't do it. He told me earlier, he said, cuz, leave it alone. I can't, man. You talk all of us in the fucking ground like we're nobody.
Okay.
Well, I only come on to bring a different perspective. Fuck you, man. Thank you.
Okay.
You know why Lo's telling the truth? Because he's had his 12-hour bowel movement. So anybody who's got the bowel movement within 12 hours, that's good to go.
I have the bowel movement, and, you know, my
y'all
as it stands.
Y'all was wild today.
Joe just brings us lower.
Well, like I said before, though.
You don't understand knowledge. This is one of what's his face? Mr. Solutions. Three solutions to giving advice.
I know. I heard him.
Oh,
I heard
him.
I know exactly. I know exactly who he's talking about.
Oh, okay.
I know.
I've
been confused with that guy for some reason. I'm not sure.
Like I told him. Like I told him on another show. I have all three of your requirements. My money's tied up in, you know, mutual funds and stock and stuff, but I have all three of your requirements. What the fuck are you telling me?
You can always liquidate that, though. That's not a problem.
Exactly. And he's not even married. So what can you tell me? How can you tell me what I need to do to go and get a quote-unquote virtuous woman when you don't know what you need to do to get a virtuous woman?
Okay. All right.
All right. Before this goes too far, there was a response that I wanted to make, not to take away from what Lo was saying, because I knew where he was going with that when he first.
He had to get that off. Yeah, we discussed last night. So I knew
it was and that is cathartic. But I wanted to speak on what Wesley was saying about the Martin Luther King statue.
Oh.
Yeah, I know that was a little. Yeah, okay. One of the reasons why there's a, I won't even say an uproar or anything like that, but I would say this. One reason why that should actually not feel good in terms of people who see it, and especially with him making that request, because the good book tells you about graven images. And if you look at statues, and if you look at statues, all statues are graven.
And
all statues.
And I go you one more, man. Look at Jeremiah 10, and you'll see what they tell folks not to put no dog, cut down no trees out the woods and pull in their house, man.
Actually, Wesley has said don't celebrate pagan Christmas altogether.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
I like you, Wesley, but most of these black people are not going to like you because of what you're telling. You're telling the truth. They're not going to want to hear
that. That's all I can do is bring the truth, man. That's why we're in the predicament we in, bro. That's why we're in the predicament we on, man.
Knowledge.
Right.
That was a good point, man. And I'm sorry.
I wasn't trying to segue us into
all the
pagan rituals that we have in this country that are actually couched in the Bible,
right?
Which is an inherent contradiction.
Right.
Don't want to get into all of that. I was just chiming in on what Wesley has said about Martin Luther King objecting to any type of statue being put up of him. Is because he understood the spiritual implications of it, and it's not a good thing.
Well, you can fast forward that in the right now, man. That all tying to integration, man. That tying to integration where we still trying to follow our so-called masters, doggone our rituals, the heathen rituals.
Yes, and integration was never designed to create equality.
Right.
We have to understand it from a fundamental aspect. That's not the point of integration. The point of integration, as most of us know it, which is blacks either assimilating or desegregating into white society, is that these are the two groups that are most intimate with each other and have basically been here together through the whole process. Before the Chinese, before the Irish, before the Polish, before the Germans, before anybody else you can name. It was these Puritans that came from Europe, which were multicultured. But once King George gave over the land, and then they decided, okay, the transatlantic slave trade is legal, through the Vatican, they were like, all right, just ship them over from West Africa. So we got this history that we don't want to admit to. And it's not that black people don't want to admit to it. That's not what
hey,
it
is. When you say the Puritans were multicultural, expand on that, man. I thought they were just one culture, the Anglos.
Well, you had the Anglo-Saxons, and what happened was that through King George going through the Vatican, they got an agreement to settle this territory regardless of who was on it at that time. So what they did was you had indentured servitude in Europe at that time. You had indentured service. That means that you were poor white folks, you worked, but you got money for what you did. It might not have been very much, but you got something. So what they did was they expanded their ports over across the Atlantic onto this side of the Atlantic, and then they started giving away free land. Now, the reason why they gave away the free land was that we need you to cultivate it. There's cotton, there's gold, there's silver, there's hemp, there's mm-hmm. all these resources that we have that we can export back. That's how the whole thing started. And then what happened was that your wealth was determined not by the amount of land you had, it was by the amount of people that you owned.
Right.
Which is all part of your constitution.
Okay,
so,
having said that, let's fast forward to 2013. Do you know that the people over in Africa, i.e. Ghana, is waiting for us to link up with them where we can start exporting their goods? And
it happened before then. It happened before then. Go back to Marcus Garvey. He was trying to do the Pan-African deal.
I'm trying to break it on down now, man. We got to move forward
okay.
where we can pad our pockets, man. You know what I'm saying?
I understand that, but you have a web that's been created that's very hard to penetrate at this point. We lost a lot of time.
All right, welcome to the show.
We're
47 minutes into the program. I'd like to know what the solutions are.
Hey, hold on, Joe.
I just said one, man.
You see that right there?
Yeah, I just said
people
one,
are bringing,
yeah.
People are, listen, people are bringing facts that some people didn't even
have any knowledge
of it. Yeah, I want to know what's the solution to this.
So we can copy and perfect it, man. That's all they do. They claim back crap, man. They just listen and see what we do and copy it and run with it.
Hold on, Wesley. Joe, why do you want to come so quick? Slow down. Let people learn something. Listen very carefully to this.
Kiss my fucking ass.
Ain't much there, you white.
Anyway, y'all, before y'all get off,
once again, I congratulate my brothers. We done snatched the sheet off of them, man. They looking in the mirror now. We putting them in the mirror, man.
Oh, Wesley, you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about because me and them do this all the time.
Tell me
don't
what
worry
I know, man.
It.
You don't know my IQ,
oh,
man.
We are just fucking around.
You don't know my IQ, man.
Wesley,
don't take shit so goddamn personal. Nobody give a damn about your IQ, man. You just on a platform right now. Just hold on. Cut that shit out, man.
All right. I'm going to let y'all calm down for a minute, all right, because we going in the wrong direction here. Okay. All right. And I told y'all, I'm feeling good, so y'all not going to ruin my high today. I'm sorry. But anyway, it's like this. Wesley, hey, Lo and Joe go at like this all 24 hours. You know, they see each other, they'll hug, and, you know, that's just the way they are. But don't take it. I mean, come on, y'all. Joe has a point. Joe, we're going to get to the solutions, but right now we still educating. We're going to get to the solutions because that's what today's show is about, okay? So let's play nice, all right? And I keep the shotgun locked up, please. Thank you. And with that, I'm opening up the mics again.
I ain't hugging that son of a bitch. I put a pistol in it.
Yeah. Look, y'all got to admit.
I already got my pistol up your ass.
Hello.
No, what I do, I just raise my vibration to the point.
Hey,
I raise my
vibration. Can we stop the bickering and keep educating? Wesley, keep it up.
Tell him it's
great.
Go ahead.
Right. Good
stuff. We don't want to change the subject to something else that we're not talking
right.
about.
Well, I,
not
that's right.
Not the medical and all that stuff. We
hey,
ain't learning
yesterday,
history.
Excuse me.
Yesterday.
Okay. Well, yesterday, Maze, I got to correct you on something. Something that you did was wrong.
What was that?
Now, when that man was bringing all of that information across, and it took him probably four or five, and see that fucking laugh. That shit don't go nowhere with
Did
me.
You let him
that man was that man was bringing forth a lot of information, and the only thing that came across your lips was he ain't said nothing.
And
that man was bringing forth
a
lot of good information.
Can I explain you why I said that? Can I tell you why
go
I said
ahead.
It?
Please
okay,
tell the world.
That's
tell
right.
the world.
What he was saying was not made no sense to me. Because all the things
to
that
you.
He was saying, I don't know if he was getting paid for it, which he shouldn't be. Because I didn't need him to tell nobody. I could have did better than that. He was talking about Oprah. He was talking about people that's not buying stock and people that
yeah.
people that were, making the same amount of money. The black people keep their money in the bank, and the other ones put their money invested. So it depends on how much money you make to know how to invest it. Somebody making $20,000 not going to invest it. You can have a white person making $20,000 too and won't invest it. They'll do the same thing. That's why I said he didn't say nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now that was good enough for you, Lo?
Well, that's
because you
start,
like to know me,
darling.
I had to.
That's a, you asked me a question. Can I answer?
Okay.
That's a start.
Yeah.
That's a start. But the thing is, black people have to understand, and some poor whites also, what you have does not dictate who you are.
Who you are? Yes, that's right.
As far as
some
black people
does.
Are concerned, as far as black people are concerned. If they got two or three nice suits to wear to church on Sunday and a Cadillac to drive up there that they wipe on 10 times a week to drive up to the church and they look good and they got a decent home, oh, they're successful. Everything's wonderful on the surface, but they're only one or two paychecks away from being poor.
So now can I explain something else to you, Lo? Why I
yes,
said that?
Of course.
Because the person that makes $20,000, it depends on the company that they got. They can invest through the company that they have. And by the time they retire with big bucks, more than they thought they would ever have on their retirement day, along with their Social Security when they get that, if they're old enough to get it. But you don't have companies
that,
too big, today, too many today, that's investing in the people.
Right.
That
I can't
so
say that.
I
work for a corporation that does invest in its people.
So
and
that's what I'm saying.
Very
so
good.
What he said
yeah,
did not go with what he was talking about.
Well, you know, I will say this, and like I said earlier in the show, if you have a young Jewish white boy, I want to be successful in the music business. He'll go to an older Jewish white boy, and he will make him successful. They will make this person.
Mm.
But we don't have people that will help make us. We don't have that. The
yes,
only
you do.
Way
you
we
just
can...
have to need to know where to go find it. And when we talk about integration, that's what we're
okay,
talking about
minute,
today.
Wait a minute, Maze. Wait, hold on for a minute, Maze. You say we just need to know how to go find them. Why do we
that's
have
right.
to go and find them? Why don't they
exactly.
make themselves available?
Here's the point, though.
But they, the people, you know, there are some out there that make themselves available for, you know,
right.
for you to find them. You know,
right.
why is it that we always have to go and find somebody.
Everybody else finds somebody. I'll ask a question.
My question is this. I didn't mean to cut you off, Mr. Talk, but my question is this. Why is it that what was Mister's name on Color Purple? Morgan. What was his name?
Danny Glover. Why has
Danny Glover been shopping around for years to make a movie about Toussaint?
Yeah, I agree with you on that, man.
Louis Toussaint.
He
can't get
the
backing for no.
He don't have enough people investing in it that want to put
why?
Money in. That's why?
You have
maybe because the movie would suck.
That movie.
No,
that's,
would,
not why.
That's our history, man. That's our history, man. You can't tell out what the movie will suck.
Maybe you couldn't get any backers because maybe the movie
scared.
Would suck. It wouldn't have any
commercial.
Why don't you have your own show so that nobody else would show up?
Well, shut up.
Can we keep talking about what
I
we're discussing and not get into that?
All right. We're talking about empowerment.
Can I
right
add
now,
something?
Go ahead, Nolly.
The only thing that I wanted to say is that what we're talking about right now for black people is the elephant in the room. To answer Lowe's question, we don't want to do for each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's more of it, anything. And we don't want somebody to come out with a plan. We don't want to have part in it.
That it doesn't matter if we come out with a plan, Maze. It doesn't matter what we do. At the end of the day, we don't like each other enough.
That's true. That's true.
We don't love each other enough. We don't
love
each other enough.
Stop. Hold your breath for a minute, Lo.
It's selfish, man, because each one teach one. But the people that made it, they shine their nose up and look down on other folks instead of helping folks.
And this is the one thing.
Now, can I answer the question? Well, the question of the day is what happened to integration. Everything integrated except the money. If they integrated the money, we'd be still in the same place we were in the beginning.
We're talking about
if never integrate the money,
if
it would never happen.
If you can't love each other, how can you integrate?
That's what I'm saying. When you integrate it to somebody else's way,
it has nothing to do. With money.
And that's why it was a nightmare.
It has nothing to do with money. It has
nothing
to do with money.
We
don't love each other, and we are not even.
What are you talking about?
We don't even have the respect for each other to admit it.
We don't even want to admit it to each other.
We want to say it. We want to say it's this. We want
to
say it's this.
Young man, can I explain something to you? Some of us don't love each other and trust each other. Some of us will trust and try again and get hit in the head. Just because you lost one thing don't mean you got to run from the next one that you see. You just don't have time to invest in each other. You're too afraid of each other. Some of us, not all of us.
Can I respond to that?
But they take every day. People take chances.
You can respond, but she's not gonna shut up long enough for you to get everything
out. I told you to stop breathing. Hold your breath.
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute.
Miss Mays, you break him down like a shotgun. I know you. You break him on down, Miss Mays. Break him on down. The lowest common denominator.
Enough. I break it down like a shotgun.
There you
just toss it away. I can do that. All right. Anyway, I'm telling you, y'all on the roll today. Let me bring 561 in. Maybe even bring some calmness to the show.
Of course not. More chaos.
561, welcome to the show. Let me get your name, please.
Elvira.
Well, hello, Elvira, and welcome to the show. Would you like to add to the conversation?
I got kind of lost there for a minute. But I know I was thinking that to me, as a black woman, to me, we're our own worst enemies. And I wanted to say that if anybody want to get to Danny Glover, next month, Reverend Pinckney, come on Blog Talk Radio too on Sundays at 5:00, and you can contact Reverend Pinckney, and they having a banquet. They may still have some tickets, and maybe somebody can go to that banquet and speak to Danny Glover on the issue that you were just talking about.
Well, only thing I was saying is Danny Glover, he's shopping around trying to get a movie made, but Hollywood doesn't want to touch that movie because
it's showing black people.
Can I finish with?
Life,
I don't need you to speak for me, man.
I'm speaking for myself, bro. I'm speaking for me. I can only speak for me, bro. I don't speak for you.
Okay, can I finish, brother?
Yeah, you finish. All right. You done?
Okay.
All right, y'all in the green room, y'all talk it out. Anyway,
I didn't even get a chance to respond to what Maze had said.
Well, I'm sorry.
Respond now.
But I'll wait.
No.
I'll wait.
No, wait a minute. Hold on. Miss Elvira, you have any more to add, ma'am?
Not at this moment. I'd like to listen because, I don't know if you all are talking about the targeted individuals and things like that, what's going on in this country. And I think that people need to wake up and start educating just on what our government is doing to us and how. So I just wait to see if any of that come up. You know, like if you go to that website, I hate sending people to this website, freedomfchs.com.
With foolish stuff in the movie.
Those people have real issues. And that's really happened going on. So do I. I was injected with a chemical. You understand? In Broward General Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And then because it was a crime, what the hospital did to cover themselves, I went in with an asthma attack. They injected me with a toxin. Then after that, they put me in a mental hospital, tried to make like look like a mental, so people won't listen to me, you know. So I'm still in those shoes, and I can't get if I go in an emergency room or a doctor's office, this is what's happening to me. But I'll wait until that conversation come up not change the conversation right now.
Let me ask you something, Elvira. Well, when you're talking about Danny Glover, is he taking donations at this picnic?
No,
hey, can I just expound on picnic? Is a racist
picnic
word. You know what?
Okay,
anybody know what picnic is?
Okay, we do.
it's about Michigan. What's going on in Michigan?
No, okay. Mm-hmm.
How they're trying to come in and get rid of all the, you know, the black people area and put big businesses in there.
Oh, okay.
Stuff like that. Just go to Reverend Pinckney website. You'll see. And Reverend Pinckney is telling everybody, burn your NAACP cards because he was the president. And because he stood up to these companies, they fired him. So just check him out. He's worth checking out and what he's doing, you know.
They did the same thing. I mean, you know, I'm going to put it out there for Hurricane Katrina. They did the same thing down here.
Of course.
All they want New Orleans to be is a warehouse district, and when white people from Boston or wherever feel like, hey, let's go down to New Orleans and enjoy ourselves. Go down and enjoy ourselves on Bourbon Street and come back home. That's what they want New Orleans to be. That's it, nothing else. And so those levees were blown on purpose. I don't care what anybody say.
They were. I agree. I drink to that.
Hmm.
Hey, I got some information where all that from Texas, the whole Gulf Coast, from Texas all the way to California, the oil companies want that land just for pumping oil, so they want to get all the people off that particular part of land. So that's why when a storm hit, they don't really want to rebuild that area. They want all the people that's on that land just change it to turn it into a big giant oil well.
Well, I tell you what, you can ride down to the east. What we call the east is New Orleans East right now, and you'll still see houses down there with X's on them right now.
Well,
nice homes.
What was that for?
$200,000 or $300,000 houses. The X's meant that they went through them and wasn't no bodies in them.
Oh. Okay.
After the storm. I mean, you still see houses down there right now that hadn't been demoed or rebuilt right now.
Does it mean they can't live in them too?
No, they're non-inhabitable.
Okay.
That's what they want, man. They want all that land just be one big giant oil well, man. No people are in there, so they can pollute it and suck all the oil out the ground, man, right that particular spot from California
That goes into your Georgia Guidestones, and that also goes into a computer guy named Bill Gates, whose dad was a eugenicist, goes into, let me bring some vaccinations to these poor people in Africa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but before we get into gentrification, which is what you guys are talking about with New Orleans and now
everywhere.
Detroit, yeah, everywhere. It's just going to spread. I just wanted to. I know I went off on a tangent, but what I was trying to do is segue into the theme that Mr. Talk had for the entire week in terms of integration versus segregation, with the synthesis of desegregation, however you want to call it, and how all of these things contribute to whether or not that type of experiment will succeed or fail, is that it's like when you take out all the things that you guys are talking about, all the stuff that I mentioned, and then if we just look at how we get together today, well, no, it's never going to make any sense. Because there's a pattern of history that has been developed over hundreds of years, which is not going to change because now all of a sudden
people are seeing, man, the world is jacked up. We need to do something. No, it took hundreds of years for the plan that's in effect now to actually be working.
Right.
So at the moment that we come to the realization, oh, this is messed up. Yeah, we didn't already let, like, 300 years go by. Now, when somebody had alluded to, all right, well, what's the solution? Well, part of the solution is not only the fact that we become cognizant of how skewed and crazy and fractured the entire world public is, not just talking about groups, and this is alluding back to what Mays was saying, was that, well, it's not all people. No, we have to look at it as an aggregate whole, because we're dealing with a collective consciousness here. And that's why everything is so out of balance, because, yeah, your little group can be fine. But guess what? What if every group around you is jacked up? That means that your little group can only be fine for so long. And then it's going to get overwhelmed by the overwhelming majority.
Mr. Talk is what I was saying.
Yes.
You can have,
clap, two people in the same house.
One different than the other one. He's people, and you got the other one that like to stir up stuff all the time. But they came from the same place, same people, but they have two different attitudes. One you can trust, and the other you can't.
Well, that's what's happening, Mr. May.
What's happening now?
Wrong and right is getting to be separated. God is separating the good from the bad. So that's what's going to happen in every house, whether you know it or not.
But if you let somebody else mess with them on the outside, that's wrong.
Well.
My point to you, and I'm not trying to deter your thinking. I'm just saying the point that I'm trying to make is it's elevated itself not from home anymore. Now it's a group dynamic. It's community.
Right.
It's neighborhood. It's city. It's country. It's global now.
Yeah,
so you can get your house in order. And that should be the order of the day. That should be that. I'm not discrediting that in any way. However, even if your house is in order, your house is in danger because there's so much disorder around you.
Maybe the disorder comes because people are getting tired of the disorder that's went on all this time. And maybe people are thinking about getting together and getting rid of the one that's agitating.
But that would be a good thing if people were going to get together.
That would be a good thing, Joe.
Maybe
right.
But it's not going to happen.
For the bad. The bad coming for the good.
There you go.
That's
so maybe
right
that's what
there.
We are seeing,
that's the
and we don't know. And we don't know how to look at change. Maybe that's what we're seeing.
What's going to happen after everybody gets separated? All the good on one side and all the bad on one side.
No, all the bad is going to disappear.
That's what I'm saying.
Talk without you talking over the maze.
No, be
the
quiet.
The good don't outweigh the bad, man. Hey, man, hey, who is this brother that's over talking everybody the conversation, man? I thought Mr. Eric Jackson running the show, man.
No, I'm not Eric's partner, but damn, I mean, if somebody's saying something, Maze can't hold her tongue until
what
they
did you
finish.
Just finish?
But you don't need to speak.
Can everybody just calm the heck down? Thank you.
Every time somebody say something, man, this guy Rude, he don't even what his name, man. He come in with a bad attitude.
Don't worry
right?
about it. You don't know me, so don't worry about it. Who
okay.
cares?
I'm what's your name, bro? Speak your name.
Green room.
What's your name?
Lowe. All right. Anyway, they're in the green room.
That's a
good
thing to stop there, because otherwise Lowe will start challenging him. We don't need that.
All right. Anyway, so let's continue on with the conversation we were speaking about at this time. And who was talking?
I was just segueing into the whole integration theme. We want to have this fabric of community and understanding, and if you want to be separate, you can be separate, and then whenever we get together, and everything is cool. But at the same time, the reason why we can't have that is because we don't all have the same understanding of each other's position. So that just unevens the whole scale, and it makes it extremely difficult. Because one of the reasons why this country will never get over its racial animosity, and it's only between two groups, is because they won't come together and admit what actually the hell went on.
Mm-hmm.
One side said, well, it's because of this. The other side says, well, this is what was done to us. And the people who actually understand the intertwining of the two, the intersection, they're so far outnumbered that the overwhelming majority of the population gets polarized. That's all I'm saying.
Is that how viral means?
I want to tell you who I am because of what you're saying. My grandfather, in the 1800s, he was a king in Africa. Him and some of his buddies, they sold their tribe. And they come to America, made a deal with the American government. And the American government put them with the Cherokee Indians and told them for each child they have, they can buy $1 an acre, 10 acres of land at $1 an acre. Now, nobody ever want to talk about the things that we do to ourselves and those Africans that sold their own tribes and came over here. If you know anything about the Cherokee was slave owners. So that made my grandfather the same. But some of us was working in the home. Those were the slaves that was working in the house. The house, you know, what you call it. And the part of the family that we worked in the field. I was one that used to travel around all over the Florida, New York, Virginia, different places in the field as a child. I remember that. And that property is still in the family. It's in the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we need to admit first the wrong that we do to ourselves.
Now, can I ask
and the
you a
ones
question?
That's doing it to us, and I'm going to tell you something, if there is any reparation, it's going to be those blacks that get it. The slave owner blacks. You understand? So that's something else that you all need to think about.
All right, Mace, you wanted to say something?
I wanted to ask the question. So since your grandfather came out of Africa, and he sold people into slavery. Just because he sold them to slavery, did they have to get the punishments that they got after they were sold to the plantation owners? Who's responsible for that?
But that's not the point.
That is the question to me. Because my people came out of slavery, too.
No, to me, the answer is no.
No what?
No, they didn't have to be punished. But
thank you.
At those days, you know exactly what would happen to people if they were bought, sold out. And my grandfather couldn't stay in Africa because you're never going to catch all of them. You understand? So that's
what I'm saying. That's the problem today is after they were sold to America, the punishment that they got and the reason they're split up today, half of the people don't know who their family and where they are or even having where they come from. Now they're finding out through the genealogy tests and stuff. But during that time, I'm saying, did they deserve the punishment they got after they was purchased? To be three-fifths of a human. No, they didn't.
No one deserved it.
So by laws, they did that. So your grandfather had nothing to do with after they got here. And it's
well,
can I comment?
I'm just trying to say, I'm just telling you that the African kings sold their own tribes as well. The white man is just go over there and take our people.
And they didn't just come over here and take a Native American land either, did they?
No, I'm just trying
to clarify
that.
What did they do when they did that? Because my family is Native American, too.
Yes.
So I have
I'm
a paper.
I'm Native American, too.
So the Native Americans did not just give up their land willingly. It was just how did that happen? The Native Americans gave their land out to the people that owned
the tribe. Well, maybe they used the Cherokee for that.
So I'm saying. That's just a
okay. All right.
That's the part of the history that we need to find out.
Well, I know about that history.
Study.
And I talk to people from Africa, too. And the people from Africa said that they hated us because they thought they didn't know the things happened to us that happened to our people over here after they got over here. They didn't even know that happened. But then somebody needs to go back to Africa and tell the people what happened to their children after they made it to this far, what happened to them. Did
anybody ready for a solution yet?
Yes, I am.
No,
I am.
Good.
Well, Alex, you were about to say something?
Yes. In regards to this, the whole reparations thing, I don't even want to get into because that's a whole other subject. And by definition, reparations, the kings wouldn't even get any of the money because most of them are not even in existence to this day. And doing genealogy on their family would be virtually impossible. So that would never happen. And legally, reparations based on slavery would have to be done in an international tribunal because that's a crime against humanity. So the whole point in all of these leaders, especially in the United States, talking about reparations, according to the law, that doesn't even work because that wouldn't even be handled on domestic soil. That's a crime against humanity. That's an international crime that can't be adjudicated here. With that being said, in regards to the whole transatlantic slave movement and the Native Americans that were here, the Native Americans were actually given reparations. Now, it might not have been the best thing in the world. However, they were given something, which was the reservations, and then they get that tax-free status. So, yeah, that was their reparations. But going back to what I was saying before, and I think that what happened in the exchange between Mays and Elvira, which was so significant, is the fact that this is what I was talking about, is learning the history, understanding what went on, understanding who was involved in the process, and people actually being able to sit down and talk about it and understand from each other's perspective. Here's what happened. Whether you're maybe we need an Indian at the table, we need a white person at the table, we need an African at the table, and then we need an African American at the table.
No, you need a Negro at the table.
And then we need a Mexican at the table.
That's what they were.
And then we need a Mexican at the table.
There was never an African American at the table. That's what you get it mixed up with.
But I just wanted to make the distinction between the African and the African that was born and raised in America. There's a difference between the two. We're not the same. And we all know that. So we think differently.
African American. I'm talking about the word that was used.
Right, right. That's the only reason why I made that distinction.
Okay.
And everybody needs to sit at the table. And as a group, see, this is the dynamic that we got to get to that we have a real problem with. We have a real problem with it. And until we do that, now that we're starting to see the unraveling of the whole social fabric throughout the world, everybody's like, oh, man, we got to do something. But hell, the simplest thing to do is to sit down and talk, understand the differences, how you felt. I understand white people, when they keep hearing this talk about slavery, and they had nothing to do with it.
But they gave.
I understand that. I get that.
They had nothing to do with it, but they reaped the benefits from the profit that they got.
But you can't get that. My point is, they don't get that part of it because they haven't even studied the history that much.
See, you can't even finish. It go into you.
And history is sitting up in the attic of who owned who.
That's where we're not at anymore.
But they won't go up in the attic and get the information.
That's because we all on the grid. You either on the cell phone, you on the computer, you on the laptop, you on the iPad, you on the whatever pad they got, you on the smart TV, you on the smart DVD, you on one of them. And if you're really doing good, you're on about three or four or five of them.
One thing that happened to people, more especially black people, is it don't matter anymore.
Yep.
I've heard that so much. It don't matter. That stuff don't matter no more. If you think about it, a lot of those things are the reason why you're in the situation you're in right now. If you grew up, even if you was an ugly child, if you grew up and your mama and daddy and everybody, oh, you're so precious, oh, you're so beautiful, you'll believe these things. Even though you know you're ugly as hell, you'll still believe these things because it's been instilled in you. It's
Brenda Steele, you're a great person. You are great. You are going to be wonderful. The only thing that's been instilled in us is you're a dope dealer. You ain't nothing. You're going to be somebody's baby mama. Oh, well, if you get a nice job because you went to college, you better move away from the rest of them because when you go on vacation, they're going to steal from you. They're going to break in your house and rob you.
Now, where that coming from?
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about.
Those are the things that have been instilled in us.
We'll run
as fast as we can to anybody else's neighborhood and state. We won't keep our dollars right there in our own community. It's not good enough to live beside Miss Johnson or whoever that made you the person that you are. It's not good enough. We got to show Mr. Tyler, oh, yeah, I can buy a nice house too, Mr. Tyler. I got a Cadillac, Mr. Tyler. That's how black people think.
No, not all of them.
That might have been true
don't
back
think
in
like
the
that.
pre-60s, 70s.
Like
I don't know about today, Lord.
Have you ever seen
another person that looked like you and you wonder where they came from?
Have I ever what?
Have you ever wondered if did they come out of your family or somewhere?
Have I ever?
You got a twin somewhere that's not even in the family that grew up with you. That's brown around somewhere in this country.
Actually, I've met two or three guys that resembled me, yeah. I dated
one
guy's sister, yeah.
Have you ever tried to dig to see why you're looking like him?
Because his daddy was showing up running around, spreading his seed.
Oh, gosh. Come on, Wes. Here may go laughing. What's your point,
man? I'm not laughing. You just always assume I'm doing something. You still hear the person. That's your laugh. That's
point?
Not even me.
What's your point? Yeah,
I have a point.
You're right. Why?
Well, I'm not arguing with you, Lo, so you can keep fighting by yourself.
I'm asking you, what is your? You ask a question.
Have you ever tried to find out why?
I said no, and what's your reason for saying that?
You might find a secret somewhere that reading that person looked like you, and he didn't come from this country. And do a background check, and it might lead to the census to your grandmother or somebody.
Darling,
there's a map and a pathway to everything that everybody on this planet has. But you don't know.
I already know where I came from. I already know where I came from. Me and Wesley were discussing that in the green room. I already know where I came from. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Until people know who they are, then they'll never understand why the world works the way it does. They'll never understand why you'll only get so far in corporate America. Until they say, well, hey, we need to do something about this. Hell, we'll let him become the president, and next thing you know, all of them want to be the president.
Okay, hold on for a minute.
Well, I don't want to be president.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on. All right. Because y'all going around in circles right now. Y'all going in circles right now. All right, here's my point. Let's get y'all. I understand the part about understanding our history and reading up on it and digging, which a lot of people, black folk, just don't read. Let's be honest with that. You know, if it's, you know, especially like Nala said, if it's not on an electronic gadget, they're not going to try and bother with it. But here's my thing, and to comment on Lowe's, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, sometimes we put more emphasis on stuff. And that becomes the direct fixation that we get caught up in. That's a good word. You understand what I'm saying? Instead of using it as a learning tool, you know, a lot of people get fixated on it, and that's the only thing they concentrate on. But in the process of being fixated on that, things pass them by.
So
they could
that's
have
just
better
the focal point. That's the focal point.
Yeah.
That's the focal point. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, there comes a time when you can't focus on that. You can't keep focusing on what's behind you when you're trying to better yourself in the present and for the future.
Well,
you know what I'm
saying?
Sometimes you have to leave that, put that crutch down, and take that step out there. You know, uncertain step for some. And just go and see where it takes you. But if you continue to use the same thing, the same crutch over and over again, eventually it's going to fall apart. It really is.
I mean, looking behind you, what's wrong with looking behind you?
Man,
You're going forward, but you can see a little bit. Yes, I did.
No, you did. Apparently, you
called it a crutch. You called it a crutch. So explain it to me.
Hey, don't shoot the lady. Why do you have to shoot the lady for going against who we have to save this talk? You said
too late.
You know what? I'm
dialogue. Talk.
No, let me explain it. It's
too
not
late.
I shot her for going against it. I shot her for not listening to what the heck I had just said.
Well, she listened, but she just brought her own 2 cents back with it.
Exactly.
Know?
That's why she got shot.
Yeah.
Oh.
God. Oh,
okay.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
And listen at YT.
And just in regards to what happened, I don't think what Mr. Talk, and I can't speak for him, I'm just saying how I understood it. I didn't think he was saying, you know, using it as a crutch in the sense that it is the main thing that you're focusing on, and in reference to what Mays was saying about looking back, I think it's what's important is to understand what transpired.
So that you
can understand what's going on in front of you.
Right.
So it makes
right.
it a lot easier
that's
for you to anticipate what's
mm-hmm.
going to come next.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I agree
Thanks.
With everything you
that,
said.
I mean, that's how I took it. That's the way it was to be taken.
Okay, well, hey, all of that's good stuff. All of that is correct.
Wait a minute. Hold on for a minute, Lord. All right. Welcome to the show, Vernon. Get your cousin and put him in under a headlock or something.
What's going on, everybody?
Hey, cuz. I mean, your cousin.
What's up, Vernon?
Roll. Oh.
Hey, Joe. Joe, now you see why black people can't get that done, man. Y'all are too much.
Feel that way. It's white people. If you're saying that, I happen to agree with it because
Nobody gives a fuck about anybody else on this planet. White
people,
that's
white not true. That's not true, and I'll tell you why it's not true. Because if a Jewish person says, well, 6 million Jewish people died in the Holocaust, Jewish people are held up to a higher esteem, even though they don't even believe in Christ. They're held up to a higher esteem, and people have to listen to what they say because they have the money.
That's right, because they got the money, but not because they have the higher esteem. They may be a little bit higher above blacks, but let me tell you something. Jews feel like shit within themselves. That's why they've come out with their credo, never again, because they don't want it happening again.
Hmm.
That's why they band together.
Y'all know the Jews still hunting down them Nazis that was there, killing them in the concentration camp. They hunting them down all over the world.
Polish people and poor Romanians or whatever. That's what they were. And their own family killed them. That's what happened.
So, you know what? I'm kind of confused about that because look, Israel was given the state of Israel by the United Nations in 1948, but they were there for 6,000 years. Christ was born in Bethlehem.
Back up.
Whoa,
hold on. You got to put some brakes on that.
Hold on.
Okay,
wasn't Christ born in Bethlehem, which is right where Israel is?
I can give you all of that, Joe. Christ was not Israeli. He wasn't he wasn't Jewish either. He was an Israelite. He was black.
He was a black Israelite, but he was born.
Listen. I don't need your help. Listen, there is no way possible for a white man to go into Egypt and hide amongst black people and not be found.
Amen.
That's impossible.
No,
but
it isn't, because I know white Egyptians who have blonde hair, or not blonde hair, but
you
blue
know,
eyes.
What you know is
okay.
Post,
wait a minute.
Post Ptolemy dynasty Egyptian.
So,
I'm talking pre.
And?
All right. Hold on. Wait. Okay. All right. Enough. All right. Enough. We got 31 minutes left, and we need to talk about some solutions. All right? That's what
we
need to talk about.
Are you going into
the overtime? I don't think so, because y'all driving me crazy right now. That's me being about 20 minutes.
Right now.
I don't blame you.
I'd drive to Texas
right
now. I get
And we probably pass on 10 now because I'd be driving to Louisiana.
The only thing that's happening right now is information is being dispersed. That's all.
Well, I understand.
Joe was asking a question.
Do you two need to go in the green room and finish your conversation?
No, we don't. I want to
move on to solutions.
I'll hug him from
afar. That was the show supposed to be about today, okay? So,
you want to get to your son's football game. That's all that is.
Nothing wrong with that.
Thank you.
Shoot it later.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad I got confirmation.
Well, you didn't
now
shoot him.
Now you're being evil.
There you go.
Nah. I got permission.
And when he comes back, you just zap him too?
Wow.
Look, I was looking for it too. Oh, there it is. Let's see.
There you go.
Nah.
Jesus.
All right, anyway.
I was glad to hear from Rich yesterday, man. He has a little good information he laid out, man.
Who was that?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Mr. Solution.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's the same shit he had on the show before. And besides which, I happen to agree with Mays about that. For you to be successful, you actually have to have 1 year's, to give advice, you actually have to have 1 year's salary saved up and have a, you know what, the first two
ain't
pieces
wrong
of
with
advice
that
was good, but
you
got to have a 12-hour bowel movement.
No, there's
otherwise,
nothing wrong with that.
You have to have a 12-hour bowel movement.
What did I just say we were talking about? I ain't talking about no bowel movements or anything like that. Talk about solutions to what we've been talking about all week.
Well, I'm listening.
Okay. Desegregation, integration, whatever you call it. Was it the right move for African American community? Go.
Okay. Can I go first? Please.
Oh, ahead. Like you haven't. That's right, Glow. You haven't had the floor all day.
Well, don't worry about that. Yeah, I, and you know, as far as this chili, I'm glad Rich came on yesterday. Man, I'll talk to you later, cuz. But anyway, anyway, as far as the way that I see things is, I think that the black community has to get in touch with itself before it goes out and gets with everybody else. You got to have the black people loving each other again like they used to when somebody died and the whole community came together. Not just your family people came by and showed you condolences. The whole community brought food over there. You didn't have to cook or anything because they knew what you was going through.
That's
we don't have that anymore.
Yes, it does.
God damn, can I finish? We don't have that anymore for the most part because we all live in different communities. Let's say Mr. Jackson moves to California. He doesn't know anyone in California, and so he only sticks to himself. When in actuality, what used to happen is the whole community embraced him, and we don't have that. We have to get together we have to get back to who we were before we got to being individuals. We used to care about each other, and more importantly, we used to love each other. And
all
love
right.
took us a long way.
Wow, that's pretty good. All right, thank you, Mr. Lowe. Now you go in the queue, and we bring the next person up. I know how to get y'all to talk, listen peacefully. All right, Joe, you up.
What have I got to say? I'm on the outside looking in, according to everybody here. So what have I got to say? I was waiting 2 hours for everybody. But, hey, that's just me.
That's all you're going to say?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Knowledge. Knowledge? Anybody there?
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah, just to take it a step further in regards to what Lo was saying, once we get back to a community-based group, then we'll be able to actually get to the other issues that we need to tackle. The one thing that we've lost, and I think that Lo covered it excellently in terms of details, just looking at it as a whole, we've lost community. And we're probably the most pronounced group in America that has no community whatsoever. When you see us on television, when you see us depicted in any way, whether it be news, whether it be entertainment, like he said, it's always us as individuals or it's a group of dysfunctional people, which is why this atrocity had happened in this particular location. And when we get that community element back, that will allow us to actually move further into economics and stop being these political pariahs that we are, because that's all we are politically. We're just pariahs. The most influential people have nothing to do with running for office, but they are the supreme sounding boards for what's going on in the black community. And as a black community, we have to get rid of those people. Their time, they've had their time in the sun. It's over with. They made their money right off into the sunset. We don't need the rhetoric anymore. And then once we can do that, we can expand it into other cultures and make it more of a not only a communal aspect but a societal one. And inevitably, the ultimate goal is to be, you know, a global one, consciously. Not in the sense that we're all equal, but that we all have equal access. That's it.
All right, sir. Thank you for that. That's really cool. All right. Good stuff coming out. See, that's when I let y'all talk individually, y'all do wonderful things. All right, Ms. Mays, you up.
Your community is where you are. You have to create it or let it go, and if you don't have one, you can easily find one. There's too much and too many people in this world and in this country to not say you don't have a community and a connection. The problem is if you teach your money some sense, if you're going to take your money to somebody that's not doing anything for your community, that's what the community got to do is teach their money some sense because that's what it's all about. If you don't spend money with other people, they can't get rich off of you. But if you spend money with them and there's nothing coming back to you, that's where the problem is.
Hmm. Okay.
I said it and I will keep on saying it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Belle. All right. Miss Elvira.
Okay. Well, I agree with the first gentleman that spoke, but I also want to say, look up Yvonne Hiller. Philadelphia,
okay.
PA, Yvonne Hiller case. She was being chemically sprayed by her workers, job mobbing and all that kind of stuff. We need to know about those things too, COINTELPRO, and discuss that because it is real. And go to the website, freedomfchs.com and GangStalkingWorld. Check those websites out, please. And thank you for listening.
Okay. You're welcome, Mel, and thank you for calling in. Hold on. Let me go to the next one. All right, Vernon. Wait a minute. Let me get you in there. There you go. Vernon.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I know you've been listening all week. What?
What was the question? Didn't you ask? I thought you said, do we think integration desegregation or something was a good idea? What was that you asked?
Yeah. Integration / desegregation, however you want to put it, was it a good choice for the black community?
No, I don't really think it was, because it put us in a position where we felt like we had to compete with white people and try to fit in, and it made more black people want to become more accepted by white people. And we were the only race of people in this country that do that. We feel like we got to fit in and be accepted by, and that's the reason that we are mad today. A lot of blacks are mad today is because of the fact that they want to be accepted by white people. They want to fit in with the white people, have the same status that they got in this country, man, rather than get back in their own communities and build and be a part of their own people. They want to be a part of something that they are not. And then they mad and pissed off when it don't happen, man. You know, regardless of what argument that a black person got about a white person, that is the only thing that I can see with my own people that they mad about, is the fact that white people not letting them fit in there, and they not being accepted the way they feel like they ought to be accepted into these white communities. So I don't know. I don't think it was a good idea. I think we should have stayed just the way we were. That way we could have. Taught the way we want to teach. We could have brought the black education in like we wanted to with our own people. We probably could have held on to a lot more of our roots and things that we have right now by being into the white schools and stuff, school districts and things. But no, I don't think it was a good idea, Eric. Like I said, man, we become a lost people. And like I said, here we are. Still trying to fit in, and like I said, we trying to, we don't know who we are. That's all to say, man.
All right, thanks, man. All right, next up on the mic is Mr. Wesley.
Well, we can do this, man. We can do this, because I like to go back before slavery, man. 500 years ago, before slavery, when we had the economy and we was doing for ourselves, so we can do this. And the reason why everybody arguing that conflict and doing heinous things is a website. It's called Freedom from Coercive Harassment and Surveillance. It's www.freedomfchs.com. And everybody check that out, and I guarantee that'll explain why people doing what they're doing all around the world, particularly people in America. So I put that out on the chat room, man. But
okay.
You said your email is Eric at whatnot?
EricLessTalk@gmail.com.
All right, I'm going to send you a whole bunch of information, man.
All right. That sounds good.
And we can do this, man. Peace and blessings, because the number one – we get to start. As long as we can dialogue, we gonna get this. We gonna raise our vibration level, man, and our frequency to rise above all this, and we gonna have to come together, man, because ain't no jobs, ain't nothing for us, not but us.
That's true. All right, thank you, Mr. Wesley. Let me bring in the surprise guest, Michael. Still there?
Yes, guys, I've been listening to you guys for almost 2 hours. I'd like to get right on topic with my last closing statements. Good topic. First of all, a gentleman said go back to 500 years ago, where I guess he said black people's skin of color. 500 years ago, they had different religions, Western Africans, and some of those colors were Muslims. Still go down religious ideologies. Each of those groups that you're talking about, the Muslims and the Western Africans with their voodoos, their tribes and monarchies, they were at war. I don't want to go back to that time. Mankind has never been in peace. Black people, you say, well, we want to go back the way we were. Point in
That's
history.
A lie.
In your history, I was quiet
all
on you.
Right, go ahead,
please
Mike.
Not cut me off. Point in history.
Too.
Okay, you know what, Mr. Talk? Wow, you see how they hate. Okay,
no,
Mr. Talk, you know what? Since I have my own show,
okay,
they're hating on me, Mr. Talk. I'm going to go here and
Michael,
I, you know,
Michael,
Mr. Talk. No, Mr. Talk. I'm going to be quiet.
No, Michael.
Because I don't, want to disrespect
ahead,
your show.
Go ahead,
no, I'm
Michael.
Not. I'm not going to be quiet. I'll listen. I'm going to mute myself.
No, Michael, you the only one talking. Go. Everybody else muted. Talk, Michael. Okay. Yeah, well, you should know by now. I'm not going to beg you. All right. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, anyway. All right, everybody's mic is being reopened. And any comments to what anybody said?
The last caller that said, oh, well, there's always been war. There has been one time when the whole world was in unison. One time. And that was at the Tower of Babel. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole world has not always been at war. That's a lie. And that's all I was saying.
You know, look, Flo, you know what he was saying. Most of the look, it's in our DNA.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe. Look, you've been talking all day. I like to say this. It's in our DNA, Flo.
You should have chimed in.
And I have.
DNA.
Okay, good. It is in our
DNA.
You know what's going to happen? If we ever leave Earth and if we go to other planets, we're going to enslave them just like people have been enslaved here. That's who we are.
Maybe somebody from another planet is going to come down here and enslave.
Well, somebody from
that.
Yeah, they're technologically more advanced.
It's funny that you mentioned that. It's funny that you mentioned that.
Right, money.
And the reason I say it's funny you mentioned that as far as going to other planets and things like that, you know, I know that you're agnostic, but the word says when you start to put your nest out into the heavens, that's when I'll destroy you.
Well, he's right.
That's what the word says.
Okay, that's right.
It's why people always have to determine who we are supposed to be. We can't even explain who we are ourselves or somebody else.
Did I say anything about
black people? I'm not talking
about
you,
anything?
Joe. I'm saying
no one,
something.
Yeah.
I'm not talking to you at this moment. I'm talking about us.
No, you're talking
we
all
always
us, right?
Let people define who we are. We don't define ourselves. We define our children by other people's standards. We define everything we do by other people's standards. We have our own standards, and if you follow those, you ignore the other standards that they try to put at that
front. Right, so
that's
my question
you know
to you, Mace. So my question to you, Mace, what standards are you going to raise? Because
the
everybody
that
has different.
I grew up with.
Okay, now right now your standards that you may grew up with may conflict or contradict someone else's standards that they grew
I'm
up
not,
with.
I never tried to be like the Joneses, so I'm who I am.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm talking about your ideas, how you perceive history. The problem is, Mr. Talk has many shows about curriculum. Integration, and it calls the one same source, that we have not come together on certain things that unite us. We argue over different history. When we say we black people need to teach our
arguing.
People our way, our history, which goes against another person's idea. And what I'm saying is I'm saying, we can't look, history is history. Why can't we go in and find the true facts and everyone be one accord? Because we shouldn't be fussing about what happened in history.
We
nobody
should.
Michael, they tried that.
They're not,
they
they're
tried
trying
that.
To explain it to you.
What do you mean
like
they
you,
tried it?
It's what I'm trying to
they
say is that,
that
when you talk about history, it makes it seem like we're the most violent people there is on this planet today. We weren't violent.
No.
We weren't violent.
All cultures are violent.
History,
no,
if
no
you really
culture.
Look at history, you will see what
all
violent.
Cultures are violent.
And then to come out,
okay,
all
right,
violent. But we
okay,
blame
okay,
ourselves
look.
To be violent because people tell us we should be.
Okay, during the
and
slave trade, Muslims slaved enslaved Europeans, just like the Europeans. At the same time the Europeans were slave Africans, Muslims were slaving the Europeans. That's a fact. It's documented. All mankind is slaves. So you can't say one more is the other. That's the way I look at it.
But
I say all of us, all cultures through history was fucked up, and I don't put one above the other.
But, Mike,
that's
I'm saying
just
what group of people do you know that was scattered all around the world and everywhere and lost their family?
I understand that. Millions of people have done. I understand World War One. They fucked up the religious set. Really, the Vatican and Saudi Arabia is the only 100% religious countries we have in this world. Other than that, we're still fighting over this stuff. And
you
I'm
had
saying,
the North
I,
and the South
I understand
over each other, Mike.
The Americans. I understand the treaty they did. They divide that country up wrong. Gave that Israel and the Palestinians. They did it wrong because they promised something. And I understand the Europeans. They always just like the Western Americans. They always promise people something in war, and then after the war, they renege. But other cultures before the Europeans took over also did the same thing. Read your history books. Even in the Muslims
did. That's a lie.
Did.
That's they a lie.
Okay.
Go before the
okay,
Muslims.
Okay. Muslims fought against each other when Muhammad was
okay, well,
go read the history. I'm just
go
saying
before
Jews
the
fought against each other. Northern Jews and Southern Jews fought against each other. Western
how do you,
Africans
how do you think West. How do you think
why,
the kingdom
why
became
did the West,
separated?
Why did Western Africans sell their slaves?
Answer
why did the kings
question.
And Africans sell their slaves? Because they were the divided. They were sick people just like the white people. All of them was crazy. I'm saying
okay,
no one
I'm gonna educate
other.
You, brother.
I'll be quiet.
I'm gonna educate you on something. Be quiet. I'm gonna educate you on something. You keep on hollering about, oh, well, it's in nature. That's not true. You have two separate people. You have Africans, and then you have Israelites. The Israelites were sold. The Africans, they enslaved those people and sold those people. Oh, well, yeah, well, the first thing I love to hear from a white person's mouth, oh, well,
and
Africans
enslaved Africans.
Africans sold other Africans. Like I said, there was an indigenous.
I don't
want
to go back to voodoo.
What's your
you
point,
saying
bro?
I need to find my coach? I'm not going back to voodoo.
What
you talking about?
You
what
have,
coach are you talking about? What school do you?
I'm
no,
making,
I'm saying
I'm making
this,
a good
so,
point.
You so
bring
what
up
are you
damn
talking
voodoo
about?
Garbage.
No,
I'm
no, because
point.
With the talk, they
you know
always
what you
say
did?
We
know
you know
what
our
did?
Culture. I'm asking
you
what culture you going to get. That's why I'm asking
you. I'm
going to
let you know exactly what you did, Michael.
I'm
going to
let
you know.
Hold on, African cultures.
Hold on, man.
What are they talking about,
Mr.
Talk?
Exactly
you need
what,
to question these guys.
You,
what culture you want
Mr.
me to pick
Mr.
and choose?
Mr. Talk, not saying anything. I'm going to let you know exactly what you did, Michael. I'm going to let you know exactly what you did. You left this show, and you slid back in the chat room, and now you come back, and you're doing the exact same thing that you did before, bro. That's true.
Well, I was using my 3 minutes, and now it's up, because Mr. Talk gave me time. He gave my 3 minutes.
Well,
I didn't
you had
off,
your
but
time.
I'll be
wait.
You had
quiet.
Your time.
Okay, hold on.
I'm not going to speak no more.
Wait a minute. Golly. Number one, okay? Michael is back because I let Michael come back. And
of course.
And the regular crew asked for him to be let back in, and that's what happened. So don't be jumping on Michael, all right? Because he was in the chat room, now he's back. Don't be messing with Michael. Now, number two, oh, whatever. Number three, number three, you know.
Arizona.
Enough is enough, all right? So what we going to do, we're going to go and let y'all get y'all last words in. So I can get my last word in, and we all can go and start our weekend. Right.
I told y'all he had to go to his son's football game.
Hey, what's wrong with that? My child.
Yeah. Well, but you ought to be here with us right now.
Well, I hear you right on, brother.
Whatever. Anyway, so
football game.
Thank you. Anyway, so we're going to start off with Michael. All right, Michael, you ready?
I'll be fine.
Well, first of all, Mr. Talk, at that football game, I want you to be on your best behavior now. Don't be acting all crazy at the football game now. But I wish your son luck today. Hope you have a great time. I just want to say, this integration and stuff, listen, I read the history books, and I'm just saying all the cultures, all the people was messed up. All of them enslaved. And I'm just saying that we have to come on one accord. I say, look, you can have your religion, but some things we have to come on one accord on certain things and just go on, man. And when you – I understand we want to get the black community together, but if you're talking about we have to teach your way, that means your way is going to be different than someone else's way, and we're not going to have peace. So you have to watch what you say. And the only thing I'm saying is we can have our culture, but there's some things in life that we must be unison on and build from that. That's all, because we're going to have to – and because we live in this planet together. For someone to say that integration is wrong, I'm saying that goes against what we can clearly see. We're going to have to communicate trade. But the problem is the greed and I want more than you. You know, these societies and these terminologies and the religious and the symbolism and the brainwashing and all that chaos, and because we don't come to one common sense of things. So we just have to keep on trying to find it, Mr. Tarr. But we can't, if we just saying we're going to be separated in America, I just want to say this and I'll leave. In America, if you're talking about separation, how? Because this America is made up, the Congress is made up with different people. Your laws is going to be made up with different people. So how can you say you're going to totally separate yourself in this country? Now, you can go down to any federal building and say, I don't want to be an American citizen. And they'll tell you, once you do it, you never can be an American citizen again. And that'll be the end of it. So y'all have a nice weekend. Good talk, Mr. Talk.
All right. Thanks, Mike. You have a good weekend also. All right. Let's see who's been mighty quiet here lately. Wesley, final word,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, I kind of agree with some of the points that the last caller made, but you got to look at it, man. It's forces that's trying to separate everybody from around the world. So if you go to www.freedomfromcoercive harassment and surveillance, that's www.freedomfchs, that explains everything. As far as integration, well, we kind of assimilated into this dominant so-called culture, but the main thing what inhibited black people was black people, we lost our ability to self-sustain ourselves, i.e. with our own entrepreneur and business and being able to use cooperative economics. So if we can get to that, we're going to get to it, we're going to have to, then we will all be better because we get more respect from the other cultures when we start coming together and doing for ourselves. And peace and blessing, and assalamu alaikum, my brother.
All right, have a good one, man. Assalamu alaikum to you also. All right, let's see if we can get Vernon in here real fast. Vernon, you there?
Yeah. I didn't want to go next. Let somebody else go.
Oh, okay. Fine, then. Let somebody else go next. All right. We're going to go with Miss Elvira.
Okay. Thank
you. Your last words, ma'am?
My last words is that website, freedomfchs.com. If you go there, you listen to the people, because you may have a family member, a loved one, a friend that's going through the same thing, and you won't believe them because it's called divide and conquer. And what they're doing to people, you'll learn. And I'm ill, so I can't talk very, very straight, though, right now. So just go to that website, listen, and if you don't pretend like you're one of them. If you want to ask a question, tell them you're just interested because, you know, you have someone who you
want to
understand. And thank you for listening.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Elvira, and thank you for joining us today. And you're more than welcome to you're more than welcome to come back and join us anytime. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right. So let's see. Maze, you up?
Hello. I tell you, we need to stop letting people determine who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And we know who we are. We don't have to worry about nobody's determining. And if we stop being somebody else's bank, we can bring a bank to our own people. It has nothing to do with assimilating with others. It's called communicating with others when you're assimilating with your with the green. Because that's all it's about.
And everybody needs to stop trying to be like Miss Ann and think that they got to have everything that they see somebody else with. And get rid of the idols and all of the things that you see. Because eventually, everybody's going to come back home and be at the same level.
Okay.
What's on top is going to fall to the bottom.
Oh,
and the bottom
right.
will rise to the top. That's it for today.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it. See you Monday. Let's see who we got. Oh, yeah. Lo, you up.
So, did that guy say hot salami and bacon at the end? What did he say?
No, whatever. No, he didn't.
Actually, Mays just quoted a scripture said the first would be last and the last be first. Like I said before, and she made a good point, and Verna made a good point. Stop trying to look to everybody else to see where you set your benchmark at. Your benchmark as far as your community should be established through your elders. And if your elders, they don't understand where it should be established at, then it should be established from the people that find your community important. You know, your elders may be the people like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson or whatever. They got their hand in somebody's pocket and somebody got their hand in their pocket. So you find the people that love your community and they love your existence, because if you think about it, there used to not be an attack on any other race other than ours. And Joe, this is more especially for you. There's an attack on your people too now. You know, they got Planned Parenthood for your people now also. Georgia Guidestones don't include everybody. It's just a few people and the select under them that they want to work for them. You know, so we first need to understand that we are important or as important as everyone else, and there's a natural selection to life. I'm not perfect, but I do make a lot of quotations to the Bible. A lot of things that happen are happening per the Bible. It's all right there. You read it for yourself, King James Version. I enjoyed this week, man. This week was great. This was a very good week. You should probably have another week worth of shows on another topic. And anyone that comes on, they should be more than willing to put your whatever information they bring in the chat room and also email it to you so that you'll be able to run with that source. That's all I have to say.
All right, sir. Thank you. I'm telling you, I'm wondering where you're going from. You're trying to match Michael. All right, let's see. Who we got next? Oh, Joe, where you are? Where you are, Joe?
I'm out of breath listening to Lo. Woo! Hello, everybody have a good weekend. Hello, this is for you. Shalom.
Okay, now that was funny. All right. Oh,
have a good
Lord, have mercy. All right. Okay, let's see. We're going to go back to Vernon. Vernon, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Eric.
Okay.
I am here.
Final
good
word.
Good show, man. Good show. You know I've been listening in. I know you know that.
Yeah, I know that.
I guess I've been chiming in. I've been pretty busy, man.
Right.
But like I said, just black people need to just, you know, I'm stuck on that, man. We just need to quit trying to be like everybody else and follow everybody else and trying to make people accept us and realize that we are who we are, and try to build from there. Quit complaining about everything, man. You know, quit trying to look at somebody to put the blame on. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, slavery wasn't a bad thing, but it was terrible. It was unhumane. But at the same time, it ain't nobody alive now probably that owns a slave, man. You understand what I'm saying? You know, and it ain't nobody, it probably ain't nobody alive that it ever was us. Not here. Not, you know, if it is, it's not enough people to even talk about. That even was a slave to be looking at, you know, white people the way that some black people look at white people. I mean, a lot of black people got some bad hang-ups that they need to check themselves on, man. You know, it ain't just all the white folks. You know, it's a lot of us too, man. But, you know,
know, like I said, man, you know, we just need to check ourselves before we start checking other people, man. You know, that's all
right.
I want to say about it. Y'all take care.
All right. Thanks, Vernon. You have a good weekend. All right, and let's see. I know there's one person left here. I don't know. They must have, I guess he left. Oh, man. Okay. Well, knowledge, I do apologize. I was going to try and get you in, but it just seems like you've just moved on. You've moved on, but okay. All right, y'all. I want to thank everybody for such a great show to not only today, but this week as well. I think we've learned a whole lot of things, a whole lot of information. I mean, a whole lot of information. That's good. That's good. That falls along the lines of educating as well. Now, as far as what I want to say, man, I hope y'all ready. I'm going to see if I can do it in 3 minutes. All week, my shows have focused on desegregation integration, how it has affected Black America, and whether it was or has been beneficial or if it has hindered us as a people. In 2013, Black America and the Black community is struggling now more than ever before, not just financially, but mentally and physically. For us to move ahead and become stronger people with strong buying power, strong communities, we must fix our foundation. Our foundation, the family, is broken. And unless we repair the foundation, we will continue to have cracks in the community, single-parent families, high crime, violence, and poverty. Repairing the foundation starts with learning to love ourselves, embracing our beautiful Blackness, and realizing that the crab in the barrel mentality has never and will never work to our advantage. We have to work together, not against each other. I hear other races say that Black people are always waiting for a helping hand or looking for someone to come to their aid. They say we are looking for a government handout and that we are lazy and don't want to help ourselves. Don't get me wrong, y'all. There are some who fit that profile, but not all are Black. If you look around, I'm sure you will find people of every ethnicity who fall into that category, not just Black people. I read an article that gives the breakdown of welfare as 39% white, 38% Black, and 17% Hispanic that are on welfare. I'll let you do the math. How do we change our conditions? By educating ourselves, our children, and our children on finances, investments, and learning to work together. If our goal is to have a financially sound community with strong buying power like we once had, we must come together because there is strength in numbers. It's not impossible. An article in Black Enterprise magazine dated 8/31/2013 states that African American buying power is projected to be $1.1 trillion by 2015. $1.1 trillion by 2015. We need to wake up and realize that as a people, we collectively must stop the violence and crime of each other. We must realize that the crab in the barrel mentality never will work in our favor. We must continue to educate ourselves and push daily education to our youth and let them know that education is not only vital, but also essential. Instill in our children respect for themselves and others. This vicious cycle of single-parent family households must end now. Both men and women need to step up and accept responsibility and correct it so we can have strong families and communities that we need to move forward as a race to obtain sound financial strength. And those were my last words. That was a lot of words, huh? I know. But anyway, that's it for me, y'all. Those are my last words. I'm not going to add anything else to it. Besides, let's see, Monday's show, we'll be going back to regular Soapbox Monday, which means you the caller, you decide what we talk about. Not like you don't do it every day anyway, but
Hey, I'll let you do it more then. I want to thank everybody for joining me today, everybody who called in and participated, and everybody that was on the phone lines just listening, everybody in the chat room, I appreciate it. Antoinette, Sapphire, Knowledge, Benny, y'all, thank you for hanging out and making sure things went right there. All my guests, thank you also. And that's about it. Until Monday, y'all, I'm telling you. Monday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific. Remember, keep smiling, show appreciation, and forgive with an open heart. And remember, before you do that, before you have forgive with an open heart, you have forgiven yourself too. Now, for those that want to go a little further, make sure you use the bathroom every 12 hours, okay? That way you be prepared for whatever. Okay, I had to throw that in. Oh, Lord have mercy. Anyway, that's going to be the show for today, y'all. Y'all have a good one. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll see y'all Monday. Until then, y'all good. I'm good. I'm out.
Being a color.
Whenever you agree with me, when I saw you kicking dirt in my eyes.